Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View, a weekly Bible-based discussion on matters of faith and everyday living. God's Point of View is made possible every Thursday at this time by the Highland Church of Christ, 821 Euclid Avenue in Paintsville. And now your co-host for God's Point of View, Tim Collins and Jerry Scott.
You place your hand on his Bible when you swear to tell the truth. His name is on our greatest monuments, all our money too. And when we pledge allegiance, there's no doubt of where we stand. There's no separation, we're one nation under him. In God we still trust. He's the one we turn to every time the going gets rough. He is the source of all our strength, the one who watches over us. Here in America, in God we stand trust.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome in to God's Point of View, presented by the Highland Church of Christ, located at 821 Euclid Avenue here in Paintsville. This is a paid program by the church. Therefore, the opinions of myself or Mr. Jerry Scott are not necessarily those of WSIP Radio or Fork Broadcasting, but they are our opinions as we interpret the Holy Scripture.
But they are ours. That's one of the greatest little words in all the Bible.
Three little letters.
Yeah.
That's almost up there with if.
Almost.
Yeah.
Almost. You know, the Apostle Paul said, you were once aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, without hope,
God. I mean, boy, that's cutting low there.
Now watch it. But. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, brother.
Are you well?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I am well. Good. How about yourself?
This coffee is great.
No, it's not.
I love it. We ought to get a campaign started. Maybe it's starting now. We have a phone call coming.
It could be. Somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody's jumped on the phone line, 789-0318. So let's just get to the phone real quick here.
Get to it.
Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View. Your question or comment, please?
Yes, sir. I like that phone number. That guy takes trees down.
Oh, I'm sorry. You need to call back. This is another program, sir. Call 789-5311.
But we may need that service someday.
We may need that service, yeah.
Yeah.
But,
Job said there's hope of a tree. I got to looking around the yard the other day and looking at things that maybe didn't make it through the winter, and I thought, saw this crepe myrtle bush, and I'm not sure it's going to make it, but I thought of Job. Job said there's hope of a tree.
There's hope of a tree.
If it be cut down. And the root waxeth old in the earth. Through the scent of water, it shall sprout forth. Anyway, Timotheus.
Yeah.
Folks could not only call us, but they could email us.
Yeah, of course, the phone number again, 789-0318, 789-0318, or they could email us at
godspointofview@yahoo.com.
There you go. Did you see any emails?
As a matter of fact, there is an email, Timotheus.
Oh, boy.
There is an email. And, I think we're going to look at it second, if we could, because I want to share something that I think is important, especially with all the rioting going on.
Oh, boy.
And a lot of the, that rioting has spread. It's spread to New York. It's spread to Philadelphia. It's spread to San Diego, California. Mm. It's all over the place, it seems. And I think, certainly there's some bad apples in every group.
Yeah.
There's some bad apples in churches. Sometimes the bad apple at Highland is right in the pulpit. There's some bad apples right here at WSIP. I'll not mention any names.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Timotheus. But his name is Timotheus.
His initials. Timotheus Collins.
There's always room for improvement. Everybody understands that. But I think too often the police get a really bad rap.
Well, did you hear the report this morning?
I did.
You know, so.
And I don't even know what you're going to ask, but I did.
About the other prisoner that was in the van and heard the guy banging it. And, you know, so many times we jump to conclusions. I don't know the truth of the matter yet, and you don't know the truth of the matter, but we do have another phone call coming in.
We do, and we do know thuggery when we see it.
We do know thuggery. That's exactly right. Let's go back to the phones. Let's hope it pertains to this program.
Great.
Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View. Your question or comment, please?
Good morning. Yeah, I was. This is Jody calling in Prestonsburg.
Jody,
hey, what's going on, man?
I just read that you guys are on the radio that you guys are doing a big worship, and your church is going to be open for some prayer too. I guess is what you're calling about.
It certainly. Well, that's one thing. Actually, I was calling on the comments of the writing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the only problem we have is a sin problem.
Yeah.
And you know, our police officers, I wouldn't want their job. We truly need to be in constant prayer for them in the things and the situations that they deal with.
I've got a brother that's a police officer, and he's very concerned about what's going on, and they're losing respect. People are just ignoring them and causing great harm.
Well, you know, it's a big respect issue. One of the main things we have to watch is media, mainstream media, and then the media on the internet is all out of control. That's my personal opinion, but I think it boils down to literally a sin problem. We have more heathens walking around than we can deal with, and they just need to find the Lord.
Hey, Jody, Jerry Scott here. How are you, brother?
Hey, brother, I'm good.
Good to hear your voice. I haven't talked with you in some time. Haven't seen you in an even longer period of time.
It's been some time, Jerry. How are you?
I'm doing well. So you would agree that thuggery is something that we can recognize when we see it?
Certainly.
Oh, yeah. You remember the judge years ago who said, "I'm not sure how to define pornography? But when I see it, I know it."
Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah, well, you know, it's the same, Dre. It's the same definition. Pornography is nothing more than sin.
Well, it's all a sin problem. You're absolutely correct. And I think if we had more mommies like that mommy who went out and saw her son and smacked him upside the head. You know, that was a slap, not so much to hurt, to inflict pain, but just to humiliate him. You remember what Jesus said? Jesus said, if your enemy smites thee on the right cheek. Now think with me for just a moment. Let's suppose that I want to smite Timotheus right here.
Oh, I'm sitting far enough away, though.
Right,
I know
across,
better.
He's sitting, but the long arm of the gospel, he's sitting across from me. Let's suppose I want to strike him on the right cheek. Now, I'm right-handed. Most people are right-handed. There's a few lefties out there, but most people are right-handed, right?
Yeah, well, I'm a lefty,
so
you're right.
All right, so if I want to smite Timotheus on the right cheek, I'm going to have to really kind of turn my fist kind of at a strange angle to be able to smite him on the right cheek. Jesus wasn't talking about hitting somebody with your fist. He was talking about backhanding them. In other words, the French would take the glove off one finger at a time and kind of smite you with it, as if to say, you're not really worthy of a full punch. So when she boxed his ears, she was trying to humiliate him. Now, get back to the point. You said it earlier, Jody, got too many heathens.
Yes.
Heathens have to be dealt with when they're 18 months old, 2 years old, 3 years old. They're little heathens. My kids were born heathens. I was born a heathen. I was raised a heathen. Yeah.
Oh, me too.
We've all been heathens, and we need somebody to guide us.
We do. And, you know,
We need a mom and dad. Let's be specific. We need a mom and dad.
That guidance begins at home. It begins with that mom and dad.
You got it, brother.
And then if you are blessed enough to have a godly mom and dad, then they take you into the church, and you see and you hear about this wonderful man that was fully man, fully God.
Amen.
That walked the earth,
the God man.
And you know, he even, if you think back to when he went into the temple and they had basically turned it into a place of trading goods, and Jesus threw his own little fit right there.
He did indeed.
Because that was not what that was designed for.
It was not. We witness a Jesus fit there, don't we?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we do. Yeah. But, you know, the human race was not designed for what is going on in this world. You know, the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven.
Yep.
And, you know, if we can reach that point to where we really desire the kingdom here on earth, to where it to where we're doing the Great Commission, we're loving God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and we're loving our neighbors ourselves.
You got it.
We've got to reach that point.
You got it. And I'll tell you what, Jesus said in one translation, when he was asked, what's the greatest commandment? And he said, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, your neighbors, yourself. And the guy responded that way. And Jesus essentially said, you got it. Now get with it. Now get with it. That's basically what he said.
Yeah, now do it.
Now do it. And that's what all of us need to do today. God bless you, Jody. Good to hear from you, friend.
Hey,
brother.
God bless you. It's good to hear from you, brother.
You take care.
It truly is. I will. And Lord be with you.
Thank you, brother. God bless you today.
Thank you, Jody.
Well, so we've got all this turmoil, all these difficulties and these problems, and Jody's exactly right. The problem is the sin problem. But the sin problem, Jesus died to take care of our sins. But until Jesus returns and sets up that kingdom that the brother mentioned a moment ago, the sin problem is going to continue.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to be a naysayer, but mankind is always going to be in the mess he's in. Someone said, just maintain status quo. Well, status quo is Greek for the mess we're in. We don't want to stay in the mess, but it's up to individuals. You know, I was thinking earlier today, Timotheus, and our listeners, we really haven't had a man to lead in the black community quite like Martin Luther King. There hasn't been one that has come up since then.
There have some that's tried. And in my opinion, I want to say my opinion, have failed miserably.
They failed miserably.
Yeah.
One of them comes to my mind is the Reverend Jesse Jackson, as Rush Limbaugh likes to refer to him as. What a pitiful excuse. What a pitiful excuse for leading people into harmony and unity. And so we got another call. Let's take it.
Let's go to the phone lines once again. Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View. Your question or comment, please.
Yes, I had something very disturbing happened to me back in the 80s. I was called to preach. And, I mean, I went to church 7 days a week. I preached in the rest homes. You know, I was even going door to door to try to get people in for God. I mean, I lived it. Mm-hmm. And what happened to me was very real. And I was in Stavridgeville Church, was where I went. And they come up to me all of a sudden, a guy did, and said, you can't preach here anymore, you're divorced. And I'm not. And I wasn't even divorced yet. And so what happened was, I just left, never come back. Not one soul of that church come and ask me, am I doing okay? Nobody supported me or nothing. They just left me out there. And that was it. And then years later, I talked to the pastor up there at Stavridgeville, and he said, well, we dropped the ball on that one. And I don't have any faith in any churches around here. I used to be very spiritual, read my Bible every day. I'd read a chapter a day. I mean, I did not straddle the fence or be a hypocrite. I was the real thing. And that's what I believed, and that's how I lived. But that shot me down, and I went to hell after that. Because I was so hurt, and I don't really have any faith anymore. Because of what happened. And the people, my friends that I went to church with, they won't even have anything to do with me today. And I feel there's too many politics in these churches around here. Even if you're a man of God and they don't like you, they'll get rid of you somehow or another. And that's exactly how I feel.
My heart goes out to you, my brother. My heart goes out to you. There's not a person, there's not a Christian alive, and especially one who's tried to preach, tried to serve the Lord in some capacity, that has not met with resistance. I, too, have gone down the road of resistance. You can't talk with a servant of God who hasn't. And sometimes one person, just one person, can make all the difference in the world at a moment like that. I had a person like that in my life 35 years ago. I was ready to hang it up. But I had one person. It sounds like you've not had that one person.
No, they left me out to dry.
Let me tell you, please don't base Jesus on that one church or on any church. Don't base Jesus on any group of people. Someone said one time about a fellow who was walking down the street. He was drunk and he was staggering back and forth. And he was saying, "Look at that! Look at that! How pitiful that is!" And the response was, "Don't blame the road, brother. Don't blame the road."
Well, now here's an example I want to tell you. I lived in Chicago for a many number of years, and I started going to church there, and I'd miss a few Sundays. And do you know what? The pastor called me and said, "Are you all right? You need anything? Come back to church." And you will not hear that here.
Well, you may not have heard it here.
No, they left me out in the cold.
No, what I'm saying is your testimony and your experience is that. But that doesn't mean that everybody's experience has been that. Try again. Don't give up. Don't be like the soil that received the seed.
Well, see, I have no faith in these churches around here.
Well,
because there's too many politics in it.
Well, now,
and I've seen it happen. Too many. If they don't like you, no matter if you're man of God or not, they'll find a way to get rid of it.
Well, you know what? I care enough about my own salvation. I want to go to heaven if nobody else goes. I'd like to help you go. I don't know who you are. I'd like to meet you. I'd like to give you my cell phone number, 367-0137. I'd like for you to call me after we get off the air. Now, I've got a couple of stops I got to make when I get off the air, but call me later today. One of the stops, I've got a meeting at 12 o'clock. I've got to go to the jail at 2 o'clock. I should be home after 3:30. Please call me.
Well, what's the number?
It's 367-0.
367-0137.
And let's sit down and talk. Let's meet face-to-face and talk about it, but call me, please, after 3:30. I'd love to meet you.
You're the first person since in the 80s that's even wanted to do this. Not even the pastor now at Stabbergill Free Baptist Church will even meet with me on this.
I gotta feel like there's somebody else out there that's willing to help you too, but that's them. I'm just responsible for what I do and say. Call me after 3:30, would you please?
All right, sure thing.
God bless you, brother.
All right.
Bye bye.
And with that being said, that's an experience that brother has had, and he's having to work with that. We're in no way of putting other churches down. We don't know what goes on there.
We're not doing
that. Don't know the whole story. So I hope, my prayer is that people have heard this and said, well, they're on there bashing other churches.
No, we're not.
And that's what we're not. We had no control. But we want to help this gentleman.
Yeah.
You know,
sometimes we all drop the ball. I've dropped the ball countless times. There's been times that people said, "You didn't call me. I meant to."
Yeah.
Please,
we're human.
Please extend to me some grace.
Yeah.
I need help.
Yeah.
But we're willing to try to help that brother. Sure.
Let's go back to the phone lines,
brother.
Once again.
Right.
Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View. Your question or comment, please.
Yeah, so it looks like that situation about women preaching in church. You're what y'all got to say about that?
Women preaching in church.
Well, you know, one time I was preaching a series on angels, and we talked about angels that are named in the Bible. Friend, can you tell me any angel names in the Bible? Can you think of any? Right.
The reason I'm asking this is I've had a friend that's been married like three times, divorced three times. I know what it says about marriage.
No. I'm back to your question about women preaching in church, and I'm asking, I'm trying to make a point here. Angels in the Bible. Can you think of some names in the Bible that were assigned to angels?
The archangel.
The archangel. Do you remember his name?
Not right off at all.
His name was Michael.
Right.
And then there was another angel named Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm trying to put you on the spot. I'm really trying to make a little joke here, and I probably won't go over now. But two angels we know were named in the Bible, Michael and Gabriel. Oh, yeah, and there's one by the name of Anna. Now, Anna's my wife. She's always up in the air harping about something. Amen?
That's
if I've had some symbols, I'd
the florist will be calling.
There you
one
go.
Of the
so yeah. So what? What's my point? What's my point? My point is this: I believe that women have as much right to serve Christ in so many capacities, in every capacity that a man has to serve Christ, except there are some things that women are not, according to Scripture now, allowed to do, and one of them is to usurp authority over a man. They are not, I do not believe, to publicly proclaim the word in an environment of a church environment. Now, we could get very technical about that, but I know exactly what you're asking. No, I do not believe that women should preach the word of God when there is a man competent and qualified to do it. I do not believe, because God has called men. How many women did Jesus have in the apostleship?
Right.
You remember?
Yeah.
How many women did he have? He called 12 apostles. How many were women?
None.
And so I that's not to denigrate women. God knows I love women. And one in particular. But no, I don't believe women should preach in the church, no.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, but it's raised a big concern in the...
Well, yeah, it does. It does.
Certain family members.
I understand that. You, and you may never resolve it, but keep a good spirit when you do. That's why I like to begin a question like that with humor about Ann up in there harping about something. God bless you, brother.
All right, you too.
Okay. Take care now. Bye-bye.
It is a day for phone calls.
Come on,
now. Another one waiting here.
Come on, let's get it. Let's get it.
Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View. Your question or comment, please?
Yeah, I was commenting about the man that said that he was a pastor and basically they left him out to dry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I feel about the same way. I went to the church and they just... Well, I couldn't go because I didn't have a vehicle. Well, then I started going to a local church around here, and basically I'm shunned because I'm divorced. I had biblical reason to be divorced, but I'm divorced, and it seems like everybody has shunned me. No one comes to call up on me to see if I'm okay, except for one person. I don't know, I just feel like I'm out here all alone. And to tell you the honest truth, I'm fixing to leave this area because I feel like people don't have that compassion toward one another. You know, I visited a church several times, and they drive right past my house, but not once did they come and stop and say, you know, you going to church today? So... Yeah, I feel like that man. You know, I'm really strong in the faith, and one person even told me that since I'm in this situation, that he wouldn't want me praying for him anyway because he didn't feel like my life was right with God.
Mm. I am so sorry. I'm so sorry that you've had this experience. You obviously, or did I hear you to say you had heard the other caller who called a
yes.
moment ago?
Yes.
I don't want to repeat a lot of what I said to him, but it should be restated that everybody fails. Churches don't set out to fail, but they do. We do fail. We have failed at Highland many times. We don't want to.
Well, we're all human and fall
yes.
for the glory of God.
Yes.
I know that.
One of the saddest times of my life is when people have reminded me of what I failed to do. I just want to cry. I don't want to fail. I don't want to fail people. But if people will just give us a chance, I hate to think that you're leaving the area simply because you can't find a place to worship God. Would you please do the same as I asked the gentleman to do earlier? Would you call me sometime? Would you please? Would you please? Jerry Scott is my name. 367-0137. I would love to talk with you more.
Okay.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
And we've got two more calls waiting here. Let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View. Your question or comment, please.
Yes. I was calling about the two people that had called in on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to extend my phone number to them because, I mean, I've had a similar situation.
Bless you.
and stuff, but, you know, the one thing that I do know is people will let you down, but God is will always be there for you.
He has promised to be.
Never leave us or forsake us.
You just can't go wrong.
The thing, you can't, and I agree wholeheartedly, the thing about that is he has left the church here. Do you remember the story of the little boy who went to bed? He kept crying. His dad, after 30 minutes, said, "Son, go to sleep." And the little boy said, "Dad, I'm afraid." And the dad said, "Don't you know Jesus is with you?" And he said, "Oh, I know that, Dad. But I need you to come up here because I need somebody with some skin on them."
Yeah.
Everybody needs somebody representing Christ with some skin on them. Until the Lord comes back, he's left that up to the church. Do you want to give your phone number? Is that what you just said?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I want to extend it to, you know, the two that have called
okay.
in.
Okay, you go ahead.
My name is Monique Click. It's 792-2341.
One more time.
792-2341.
God bless you. God bless you. You're a servant of God. Thank you so much.
And thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See if we can get another call in this morning. Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View. Your question or comment, please.
Yes. I would like to extend a hand out to the gentleman that called about no church.
God bless you.
Accept them.
God bless you.
And that at St. James Episcopal Church,
bless you,
he can walk in these doors.
Yep.
And he will be welcomed full-heartedly.
Thank you for that.
He will not be judged. He will not. It is not our job. That is God's job.
That's God's job. We're not qualified, are we?
We are not qualified
bless
to
you.
Do that.
Bless you.
We have all sinned. We are sinners.
We are.
This is why we turn to God.
Amen. Amen.
I want that gentleman, it's Reverend Judy Younger,
okay.
who is the reverend here.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Judy.
And my name's not Judy. I'm Terry Wood.
Hi, Terry. Thank you for calling and letting us know that.
We have a soup kitchen. We have a shelter. We have a thrift store. We have a food bank.
Good. Good for
we
you.
We take care of the people in our community, outside our community.
It sounds like you're doing
what the
Lord would have you to do.
Well, what I'm saying is anyone that wants to come to this church is more than welcome. They will not be judged. They will not be condemned. They will be welcomed with open arms.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you so much for calling. God bless you today.
You're very welcome. And anybody who is interested in any of the items or ministries that we do, I would like to leave the number.
Please.
Is 886-8046.
One more time.
886-8046.
Bless you, Terry. Thanks so much for calling. Have a great day.
You're very welcome, and God bless
Thank you.
The whole world.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
And that is what this program is all about. Right there.
Amen, brother.
And that's going to do it for us today. We've run out of time. A God's Point of View, presented by the Highland Church of Christ, located at 821 Euclid Avenue here in Paintsville. We'd like to invite you to services at the Highland Church. Services get underway Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. for Sunday school, 10:30 a.m. for Sunday morning worship. Again, Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. I forgot, Sunday evening at 6 p.m. And don't forget, we have a fundraiser, gospel sing, coming up Friday, tomorrow evening, 7 p.m. for Hannah's House of Hope. We're trying to get into the works here for young ladies that are pregnant without a place to go. So that's a fundraiser. Come out and enjoy some great music tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. And then Sunday morning at 7 a.m., Jerry will have Looking to Jesus right here on the radio at WSIP. Again, thanks for joining us today for God's Point of View.